Track 15, Unit 7, Listening Part 3, Multiple Choice.
Today I'm talking to solo sailor Clyde Wilson. Clyde, I'd like to talk about some of your experiences at sea in a minute, but can we start with your motivations? What made you want to do it?
Well, I'm a cruising sailor, not a racing sailor, so I've never been interested in being the first or the fastest. It was just the thrill of being alone out there on a vast sea. That was what I loved, though my family just didn't get it at all. And it's true that as you go ocean sailing more often, that feeling of excitement diminishes. It's not as intense. I guess you get used to the environment to some extent. So then it became more about the places a boat could take me. Tiny islands in the Pacific, for example, which are only accessible by sea.
And what about accidents? Has anything ever gone wrong? I suppose it'd be quite easy to hurt yourself out there.
My biggest fear was a heavy fall, perhaps a broken bone. Then you'd be in quite a bit of trouble if you were by yourself far offshore. It's quite difficult to guard against that sort of thing. There are gales and storms sometimes on the ocean. You can't get around that. You'll need to go up on deck at night in heavy rain to take in the sails or whatever. But you can bring misfortune on yourself if you rush things. I taught myself to step very slowly and deliberately. At times, I crawled along the deck to reduce the risk of a fall, because the motion of the boat in a rough sea could be quite violent.
You once wrote about a storm and said you wouldn't want to go through that again. Were storms the most dangerous time for you?
Storms are never pleasant, but if you look at the big picture, it's quite unusual for modern yachts to be wrecked in a storm. They might suffer damage, but generally the boat stays afloat. Most boats that sink do so because they hit rocks or a reef. People think that in the middle of the ocean, the risks must be greater than closer to land, but it's not necessarily so. When I was sailing along the Great Barrier Reef or the coast of Patagonia, that was maybe the most risky time, especially when you're by yourself because you have to sleep and things could go wrong.
You've talked about accidents and how to avoid them, but what about general health? Have you ever fallen sick on your boat?
Yes, I have, but not too often. I always eat a wide variety of foods, fruit, vegetables, pulses. They might be out of a tin, but they're still nutritious. It's not like the old days when sailors suffered from scurvy and other illnesses related to a poor diet. And the good thing about tinned food is it's sterile, so you don't get an upset stomach. In fact, on the ocean, it's a pristine environment and you lose immunity. So when you do get back among people again, you immediately pick up any bugs that are going around. Sometimes you regret coming ashore at all. That's happened a few times. But as long as you keep your immunizations up to date, you can avoid most of the other health problems in equatorial regions.
Have there been times when you felt really afraid at sea? You know, scared to death?
The question of fear is interesting, and it's not really how I imagined it would be. I'd suppose that most of the time, when the weather was fine, there would be nothing much to worry about. But then, just periodically, there'd be a bad gale, and there would be these moments of really intense fear. But actually, I can't recall ever being terrified. Equally, though, I can't remember a time, even in fine weather, where there wasn't just a niggling sense of doubt, of feeling exposed and vulnerable, and that never really goes away, even after years of experience.
And lastly, Clyde, what about the good times? For you, what's the most special time on a voyage?
Well, that's difficult because there are so many. A starry night sky and the trade winds, that's kind of magical. And the change of light, either the dawn or dusk twilight, both of those can be very beautiful in mid-ocean. But it does pretty much depend on the weather. In driving rain, they're nothing special. But the one thing that isn't weather-dependent is when you first glimpse something on the horizon after weeks at sea, maybe the outline of an island or just the blink of a lighthouse. That's always the most memorable moment.